Welcome to this week's Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Today we're going to talk about some important birthdays that greatly affect retirement planning and, importantly, retirement outcomes. Now, these birthdays actually begin in our 50s and continue well into early 70s. And that said, of course, when we're talking about retirement, the sooner the better. The sooner you start planning, the sooner you start putting money away, the better off you're going to be. We'll come back to that. But Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is going to, of course, talk us through what these milestones mean and, more importantly, what we need to be doing when we get to them. Catherine, take it away.
Well, starting in our 50s, we have two big milestones coming up. At age 50, we can start making catch-up contributions to our 401ks and IRAs, and these can be quite meaningful. In a 401k, you can save up to $6,000 above and beyond the plan limit or IRS limit, and in an IRA, you can save an additional $1,000. So that's meaningful. The other big birthday in our 50s actually comes at age 59 and a half. And that's the age at which we are eligible, or many plans allow, for making what are called in-service withdrawals. You still have to pay the taxes on your withdrawals, but you're no longer subject to a 10% penalty that goes with early withdrawals.
Now we're into our 60s. What's the key milestone there?
Some of the biggest milestones in our 60s relate to Social Security and Medicare benefits. Age 62 is the earliest age that workers are eligible to start receiving Social Security benefits. To many, that may seem really enticing. However, the big warning sign on that is you will receive a reduced benefit, only about 75% of what you would get when you reach your full retirement age.
When we talk about full retirement age, we're talking 67, right, versus 65.
Depending on the year you're born, it would be either age 66 or age 67.
Aha. Uh-huh. And onward?
At age 65, we become eligible for Medicare. Even if you're still working and covered under an employer's health benefits, it's really important to at least sign up for Medicare and get your name in the hat versus delaying coverage, which may result in increased premiums later on.
Hector De La Torre, who was recently here, touched on this, of course, in referring to the seventh-month window. That means 3 months before you're 65, the month you turn 65, and, of course, then the 3 months afterwards. You have to sign up for Medicare in that seven-month window, or you face a reduced benefits. So now we're in our 65, and we're moving up toward 70. What do we need to keep our eye out for?
As we mentioned, age 66 and 67 is the age that people are typically eligible to receive their full Social Security benefits. And then if we fast forward to age 70, if you can hold off on claiming Social Security to, say, age 70, that's the age at which you can receive the maximum benefits.
If you've made it to 70 and you're in reasonably good health, you still got a lot of years ahead of you by actuarial statistics. So talk us through our 70s and moving right along.
There is kind of a scary birthday in our 70s, and that, of all things, is age 70 and a half. That is the age that the Internal Revenue Service requires that we take something called an RMD, or required minimum distribution, from our 401ks, IRAs, and tax-deferred accounts. If you forget to do this, the penalty is up to 50% of the amount that you were supposed to withdraw in that year.
Catherine, thanks as always for the great insights you bring. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.